Message number 121. People don't know what their soul is. The answer is simple. Saturday, June 25, 2011 at 01:30. My dearly beloved daughter, your voice, while being heard finally by my sacred servants all over the world, falls silently in those quarters oblivious to the existence of God the Almighty Father. You may say they don't listen, but they cannot listen if they don't hear. Be brave now, talk to as many as you can. Ask people to publish the news of my word. Call them. Ask them. Explain that they must read my messages before they dismiss them. For it will only be when they feel the strength that comes from my divine lips, when my spirit will attract their spirit, that they will finally understand that it is I who is communicating to the world. I am sad, my daughter, because of the deep barricades and divides which today block out every attempt by my blessed mother and I, her precious son, to speak through visionaries to the world. In the past, humility was a little more prevalent. Today, this important trait has disappeared. In its place is a world where everything that exudes human intelligence, allure, or physical appeal is accepted as a priority in people's lives. Their spirituality has died. They are, my daughter, merely empty shells. Shells that, when cracked, are nothing. Substance of soul is what my children must strive for. This is difficult for many people, and especially those whose minds are full of human wisdom, where little space is left for spiritual wisdom. Such is the lack of spirituality fueled by the power of Satan that people have fallen prey to leave open their souls to commit sin. A lack of spirituality or belief in God renders a soul to contamination by the deceiver. The king of deceit leads souls in the belief that only the body and mind alone are interwoven to become whole. Sadly, you cannot be whole without your soul. What is your soul? Many people don't know what their soul is, what it feels like, or how to recognize it. Is it your mind or conscience? The answer is simple. Your soul is you. It is who you are, your conscience, your beliefs, your understanding, whether this represents the truth for what it is or the truth for what you want to believe it is. It is not a separate part of you, dear children, something that belongs to another world. It is present within each human being. Your soul can be looked after by following my teachings. It can be neglected through sin, which is very difficult to avoid, but it can be replenished by confessing or expressing remorse and starting out again. Or it can be destroyed. Some deliberately destroy their soul by sinning for the pleasures or vices of this world in the full knowledge of what they are doing. Others deny they have a soul. Their arrogance convinces them that they know all. That life begins and ends on this earth. And then there are those young souls who, through no fault of their own, were reared by parents in times of plenty where they wanted for nothing in the materialistic sense. Their religion is based on material gain. By striving for more stimulus, their ambition continues to increase until eventually there is nothing else they can strive for until death faces them. Then they are lost, puzzled, confused. With a deep sickening feeling inside, they know something is wrong. The soul is telling them, but they don't know how to respond. They are the ones you need to save. I call on all of my followers everywhere to help me save all of my poor children. I know I am asking for an extraordinary act of generosity on your part. It is a huge responsibility. But by obeying my most holy will, you will help me save much of the world from the grip of Satan and the terror he wields. Go forth now, my followers, all of you, and spread my word to a jaded, misguided, and disillusioned world. My graces will pour forth over each of you for even just one conversion, one soul that can escape the horror of hell. I love you all. I embrace you, my followers, my precious children everywhere. How you bring me daily comfort. How you console me. Now bring me more souls. Your divine Redeemer, Savior of all mankind, Jesus Christ.